We're going to get right into the live interview segment because head coach Dan DeSilva is here already.
Thank you.
Well, that, I mean, I mentioned the fact that Red Deer, their game plan, pretty obvious, take the body every chance they got, and you had to absorb that and find a way to overcome that and get things going towards their net. You're finally able to do that in the final 40 minutes.
Yeah, got to give them credit. They came out ready to play. It's funny, like, no matter who's coaching there, they seem to play the same brand of hockey. They're aggressive on their forecheck. They're physical. They're very, very simple through the neutral zone, get pucks behind you, and just go to work in the offensive zone. So, again, got to give them credit. They came out really, really fast, really physical. They made it hard on our guys, and you know, luckily enough, we were able to kind of weather that storm early, pushed back a little bit up until the point where they scored that goal. I felt like it was even after the first 5 minutes or so. But again, just give them credit for how they started and give our guys credit how we bounced back in the last 40.
And your special teams, again, coming through for you tonight. Two power play goals, four. They had about half a minute worth of five on three and weren't able to really do much with it. So your special teams were big tonight.
Special teams have been huge, yeah. You know, so far from the early part of the season here, our special teams has been good. Our PK has been outstanding. You know, some of our defenders on the back end, they're just blocking shots, like Isaac Pohl. I don't know how many he would have had tonight. Jordan Martin, another guy who commits to blocking shots all the time. They don't necessarily get the accolades they deserve and you know, on the score sheet in terms of point goals, assists, but man, are they valuable to a team, especially on the penalty kill. So and then our power play, you know, we were trying something new tonight and has a lot of work to do still, but came up with two big goals for us.
Would you say that Martin and Pohl would be your two best defensive defensemen right now?
100%. Yeah, that's you know, a role that both of them want to have, too, to be the shutdown guys on our team. They both take pride in playing that way. And, yeah, they're so valuable to us in terms of shutting down the other team's top lines. They're not D partners, both being right-handed shots. But when they're on the ice together, they're really effective, and they both bring physicality, intensity, and commitment to blocking shots, which, that's what wins hockey games.
Jackson?
When you know Red Deer's coming into town and they're going to be that much more physical than other opponents, do you have to prepare any differently? Does the message to the guys change, you know, maybe say keep your head up a little bit more often? Because they finish every check when they get an opportunity.
They do. And, you know, as a coach, you got to find that balance. You don't want to, you know, put fear into your players, right? I think they understand the Red Deer brand of hockey. Like I said, it's been that way since I've been here. I think it's been that way for years, probably as long as Les has been here.
Yes.
But yeah, I think they know. The players understand. You talk about, they look up and down the roster too. They know what's coming. The players are well aware. Now, we do our best as coaches to prepare them. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, I think that they knew what was coming.
From a forward standpoint, with Cooper out of the lineup, was there anyone that stood out to you in particular that maybe stepped up in a big way that you weren't expecting or were?
Yeah, I mean, the lines looked a little different tonight than they have with Cooper gone. Obviously, big shoes to fill. It's nice to get contributions from everyone, which I felt we truly did, whether it shows up on the score sheet or not. But obviously, Ben Botel got on the score sheet. Will Hoff for the couple assists here tonight on the score sheet. So it's good to see guys like that step up and chip in offensively.
So now you win this game. You do have to travel now tomorrow to play in Brandon on Sunday, and they're a team that actually will get there probably in time. If you really wanted to go to the rink and watch, you could probably see what they do tomorrow night at home against Edmonton. But that's an interesting team and maybe a bit of an advantage for you traveling and having some time off before, because they're probably going to have a tough game tomorrow night with Edmonton.
Yeah, that's right. So that's definitely an advantage for us. We'll be in our hotel rooms kind of resting up and definitely paying attention to their game and watching that closely as coaches to, you know, see how they're playing and the things that they're doing and things we can hopefully take advantage of. But they're a good team. They have a high octane offense as well, so we're definitely going to have to be tight defensively, play a full 60 minutes as a good team game, but yeah, we're going to enjoy this one tonight and get ready for Brandon there tomorrow.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Look forward to Brandon on Sunday.
Thanks, Les.